This is Stephanie Roth, and it's time for bed. But can you open your eyes wide? Now, can you close your eyes tight? Open, close, open, close. That's a blink. Now, can you close one eye and keep the other eye open? That's a wink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Now, close your eyes, and I will tell you a story. Elephant looked out at the sunlight dancing on the jungle leaves. Oh, it sure is a beautiful day. I wish I had a friend to share it with. Elephant lumbered toward the watering hole when he noticed a little mouse scampering across the path. But before Elephant could even say hello, the mouse saw Elephant's great big shadow and squeaked, "Eek! It's a monster!" And that mouse darted away as fast as he could. Elephant's eyebrows crinkled.
"Oh, I'm not a monster. I'm just an elephant. Come back!"
Elephant shook his ears and headed toward the watering hole. He looked away up at the trees.
"Oh, I love those jungle leaves."
Then Elephant saw a little monkey. He trumpeted out,
"Hello!"
The monkey nearly fell out of the tree. The monkey's eyes got so big and wide, and he screeched, Monkey hid behind a leaf.
"Go away! Don't hurt me!"
"Oh, I don't want to hurt you.
Just go away!"
"Aw, shucks. I'm big, but I'm not scary, am I?" Oh no. That's why the mouse ran away, too. She was scared of me. Oh."
Elephant shuffled along the path to the watering hole.
"How am I going to make any friends if everyone is scared of me? Maybe I need to be small. When you're small, you don't scare friends away."
Elephant thought, and his thoughts came out in a song.
"Maybe I need to be small. When you're small, you don't scare friends away. I need to make myself small. Then I'll make friends who will want to stay. Fold my ears in small. Squish my tummy small. Hide my feet so small. Make my loud voice small."
That's when Elephant noticed a wild pig up ahead.
"Oh, I gotta be small, so Pig will be my friend."
"Oh, hello there. I'm Elephant. What's your name?"
Wild Pig took one look at Elephant and said,
"Oh, that guy could squash me flat. Squee!"
Wild Pig ran up the path ahead of Elephant. Elephant called after him,
"Wait! I just want to be your friend."
Just then, a tiger pounced out of the bushes in front of Wild Pig and snarled,
"Dinner time."
Pig stopped and started squealing.
"Oh no!"
That's when Elephant realized something, and it came out in a song.
"I really need to be big. Big to scare the danger away. It's so great to be big. That's who I am, and I'm okay. Spread my ears out big. Stretch my tummy big. Show my feet so big. Let my voice be loud.
Don't eat him!
Elephant stomped toward tiger. Boom! 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 Tiger took one look at the stampeding elephant and said, "Yikes!" and rushed back into the bushes and far away. Wild Pig looked at Elephant with wide eyes.
"Are you gonna eat me?"
"No."
"Are you gonna squash me flat?"
"No."
"Oh, good. Whew. Then what are you doing?"
I just want to be your friend."
"You do?"
"Yeah." Wild Pig squealed.
"Hey, everybody! This big guy just saved me from the tiger, and he wants to be friends."
Several little mice scampered onto the path.
Oh, that's...
They were so scared of you.
That's fantastic.
You want to be our friend.
Monkeys chitter-chatted in the trees.
Us too. You look so scary, but
yeah, because you're so big.
Who, me? Nah, I'm nothing to be scared of. Wild Pig squealed.
Just don't tell Tiger that, okay?
Elephant strolled toward the watering hole, but now he had Wild Pig walking beside him and monkeys riding on his back and three little mice swinging from his tail.
Wee! Wee! Wee!
Oh, it sure is a nice day, and I have so many friends to share it with. I bet Elephant felt so happy with all his new friends. Shall we listen to the sounds of the jungle? Let's see if you can guess what they are. Did you guess an elephant? Did you guess a monkey? Do you think that was insects? Did that sound like the wind? Did you guess water? Oh, that's such good listening. Let's take some nice, long breaths. We can call them elephant breaths. Can you imagine you have a very, very, very long nose? Oh, that's good. Now we'll take a nice, long breath through our imaginary, very long elephant nose. Are you ready? Breathe in long. And we can make the sound of an elephant as we breathe out. Put your lips together and push the air out. That's so good. Nice long breath in. And breathe out. Breathe in and out.
Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. I invite you now to make your body feel as heavy as an elephant on your bed. You may let your muscles relax so much that they feel heavy and soft against your bed. Every muscle, from your toes all the way to the top of your head, feels heavier and heavier. I feel relaxed. How about you? And it's a good thing, because it's time to dream and wish. Wish and dream. Dream and wish. Wish and dream, sweet child. And remember, big or small, everyone likes having friends. Wink is written by Stephanie Roth and is a production of BYU Radio, where we believe mindful connection builds strong families. Sleep well.